moment at the U.S. Open ended with a heartfelt prayer on her knees, which went viral.
Locally, no threat from the tropics and not much change going on with our weather. Temperatures fall back to about the middle 70s again in the morning tomorrow. And then we're heading into chances of thunderstorms each day for the rest of the week. Widely scattered tomorrow, scattered Wednesday and Thursday. Each day partly cloudy and going to about low 90s. Hurricane Lee in the Atlantic, staying far north of the Leeward and Virgin Islands as it begins that bend, taking it more north and keeping it away from the U.S. mainland. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. It's the Bogalusa Blues and Heritage Festival. Music, fun, and food for the whole family. The 5K Saturday Run. Live music by the Chitlins, Claire Keller, DK Harrell, Johnny Sanson, and Mr. Sip. Little Red and Big Bad with special guests Renee Gross, Greg Wright, and more. The Bogalusa Blues and Heritage Festival. Friday, Saturday, September 29th and 30th. Cassidy Park, Bogalusa. Directions, tickets...
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
Mm, when the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying.
You bring on the rain.
Bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing.
Stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling.
And the world will smile.
Hey man, we can listen to more of the horns. What's the data today? I like the more horns.
It's September 11th.
Of course. Now, of course, we know Day of Remembrance for that issue up in New York City. I was in New York City in 1993 when they tried to bomb it from the bottom.
Yeah, I remember that.
There's James. Of course,
yeah,
you listen.
They drove a couple of vans up underneath it.
They surely did. They surely did. They tried to bomb it from the basement, the parking lot. Yep. So here we are with Josh Tausch, engineer, and from Trash Talk New Orleans too, and of course James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. He's in Oklahoma. He's been paying attention to how they're trying to sneak a police chief in. Lack of transparency, to say the least.
The whole situation looks like a great big train wreck from up here.
Without a doubt. Nobody knows anything here. Even the New Orleans City Council went along with this crazy stuff. Could not tell the public who the candidates were so they could research their background, and I'll keep it all secret. It's a shame. So we know we're going to have trouble with the next one. I mean, brace yourselves, really.
I mean, the only thing I can say decent about this new one you've got coming in, I did some research on her. You know, it's the only good thing I could say is
Oakland and Compton.
The last thing she did was she actually did reduce the murder rate to a 64-year low. So I guess it's, you know, she did something right. I don't know what it was.
Wait a minute, James. Let me tell you how screwballs, especially Marxists, can do it. When Eddie Compass was superintendent of New Orleans Police Department, he wanted to win a crime-fighting award to become police chief. So as commander of, I believe it was the first district, he started telling the police officers to reduce felonies to misdemeanors or just destroy the police the police reports altogether. And so the police officers that wouldn't listen to him, he fired them. And it all came out in the Civil Service Commission hearing that when police officers that wanted their job back, what he did. So the mayor at that time keeps him. So by fraud and bias toward victims, you know, this is why they don't go after the pedophile priest. Or if one DA goes after him, the next one that comes in through vote rigging like Kamala Harris did, she drops the cases. You know, when the victims were part of the deal, was if they came forward, because there's a shame in coming forward, if they humiliation, but if they came forward, they wanted the priest to be identified. And so what she did, she just wiped it off, didn't identify him, blamed it on the victims, saying that they didn't want to come forward. We had a DA, New Orleans, Leon Cannizzaro, sending out fake subpoenas to where the ACLU wound up suing him. I wish I would have known that. It was went all over the radio. I had a promo that I was using about how witnesses become victims. That would have been perfect to keep going with that one. And it's,
well,
fake subpoenas. No, go ahead.
Well, one thing I can tell you with Ann Kirkpatrick,
all right.
Where I can tell you she's going to be a train wreck is the language that they use when they talk about her. It's all those dog whistles that the left uses.
Oh, and great.
Once you catch on to their language, the verbiage, and how they say mm-hmm. things, you can spot it without even realizing it, that what they're saying. But like the mayor was saying that, I'm grateful that Ann Kirkpatrick has accepted the opportunity to lead the New Orleans Police Department and continue improving our public safety through a collaborative, holistic approach.
In other words,
the Ivy League colleges were using that same language to make excuses to continue just doing affirmative action. They were going to choose their students through a holistic method now.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You know what, James? Holistic is my favorite buzzword with our mayor. It's the big red flag. But what they don't mention, and what they didn't with the past few months with the interim, Michelle Woodfork, is none of them they'll say, oh, all this violent crime is down by X percent over the year to date. And the stats they give that the police provide every week, that's what it's showing. But they don't tell you that the jail population rates are finally back up to what they were in 2019 before COVID. They don't mention that. So they keep saying, oh, we've been successful with our holistic approach to reducing violent crime in New Orleans, but it's the people in jail. There's more people in jail and there's less crime.
Right. And then what about the ones that did anybody go back to jail after COVID that was left released?
Well, probably because they reoffended again.
Oh.
But like they came up with as many excuses as possible to keep people out.
Right.
Well, but now you're going to love this, though. You're going to love this because they're going to be implementing equity-based decision-making, which means that, you know, that no cash bail nonsense and or letting them out, you know, for extremely, you know, easy terms instead of keeping the dangerous ones in. So, yeah, your violent crime, if they're going with this equity like it's worked everywhere else, the worst ones are going to be the ones that are let out.
Right.
Well, I just know to watch the jail population figures. Right. And they have a dashboard with the city council that has it.
If they hire this one, I would expect that your jail population is going to drop.
That would, and then I'll watch for the crime to go up, and we'll have it dead to rights. Like this is
right.
This,
so let's remember this, you know, so we can check in on it in a few months, you know.
Right, and I mean, I can't help it. It's like we got when they a lot of cases got dropped with criminal court because they lost the evidence, and. Those situations are not brought up because of the classification of crime. You know, you have police officers. We're going to have a break in a little bit. You have police officers that write inaccurate police reports from gang stalking and a gang assault. And then it's like only one person involved. Yeah, right. That's how they downplay crime. They write inaccurate police reports. Ask Desiree Charbonnet. She knows about it.
Very easy to do.
Right. Here we go to a little break. We'll be right back. You're listening to WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans.
You ain't never had the first investigation. You ain't never had the battle on the day. You a bad bitch, daddy got spanked. My nigga fresh out the pen, he might shake you. Stand up, all right with no stock clips. If you chill with the oxygen.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You ain't never had the battle on the day. You a bad bitch, daddy got spanked. My nigga fresh out the pen, he might shake you. Stand up, all right with no stock clips. If you chill with the eyes, you get shot with.
Y'all, if y'all ever have seen this kid dancing on the internet, that's where that short comes from. It's unbelievable. It's cute. Anyway, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover, the Empress of Badness with the Beat Exchange, sitting here with Josh Dosh from, well, it's Trash Talk, and James Neighbors from Overpasses for America out there in Oklahoma. So, James, what is this about? James, you still on?
I'm still here.
Yeah, well, what about the governor in New Mexico? What's going on over there where she's banning guns and bullets?
I think that woman's completely lost her mind.
30 days. Well, this is the thing. This is how the mask deal started. You know, saying, oh, 2 weeks. You understand?
Well,
and so it's
that,
creeping.
It's
It's that because this is how they're going to creep up gun control.
Oh, yeah. But luckily, I think she's been so thoroughly slammed by this that I don't really see it happening again. But the one thing I immediately noticed that she did is she echoed directly, like repeated what Biden had said about the Second Amendment not being absolute. So they're starting to repeat that, and you watch, you're going to hear that more and more about our constitutional rights. Well, they're not absolute.
Well, he's an absolute pedophile. That's for one, that's for sure. He's an absolute pedophile.
I read the page in Ashley Biden's diary, which, by the way, it's online for everybody to go read. Ashley Biden's diary, just Google it, and you know, all you got to do is do, what is it, Control F, and then look up showers, and you'll see that President Joe Biden is a pedophile, an incestuous pedophile.
Mm-hmm. You know what? When both these things happen right before the election, like the laptops that Hunter Biden left in the shop, and then this was found, I started thinking, I said, these kids have been, his kids, children, have been brutalized since they were kids.
Oh, yeah.
Young
no
children.
Wonder, no wonder they're all crackheads.
Yeah, but this is the deal. Suppose they purposely left those things for them to be found, so they'd understand what everybody's dealing with. But you see, because Joe Biden put money in his family's account, that's what they wanted to protect, because that's going to lead back to Obama and what was going on, the thugocracy. And if,
oh, yeah, but...
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, one thing that they haven't leaked out much yet, nobody's really heard much about, is Hunter isn't the only one that loves cocaine and crack. But the other daughter, not Ashley, I don't remember what her name is, but the other daughter is a coke fiend and admits that hasn't been able to go more than 2 weeks without it in, like, since she doesn't remember, basically.
Yeah. Well, people very early in the time that the Obamas hijacked the White House. I mean, come on. You know, finally people are listening to what he's saying, like what he said about Senator Tim Scott. Blew up the Obama myth with that, with the black Americans, because there was no need for him to carry on like that. That was like a couple months ago. But there were photos that of people, and I know these people, that went to... Well, I'm not going to say where, but it was a thing that Michelle Obama had a guest appearance, a speaking appearance. And she got on stage, loaded out of her mind, and just like every other coke addict, you do too much, you start sweating, your snot's running down your face, and then you stop, you're forgetting what you're talking about. And they took a video of this, and it was wild. And they tried to send her in, of course, you know, got scrubbed and stuff like that. But that was, I saw that. It was wild. There's nothing that anybody can make up. Nothing.
Well, I know that the left media is really pushing for Michelle Obama to replace Biden on the 2024 ticket.
A drag queen?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I don't know why. I don't know why the left is so shy about admitting that Michelle Obama is a man. You would think they'd be thrilled to have had a transgender in the White House for eight years, but instead they try to hide it.
Well,
I don't understand why. Because
they twisted. They sexually charged people. That's what the deal is. And that's why this idiot got on Ellen DeGeneres and started popping its cock right there.
Oh, yeah.
And so, if the man, right. If a man got on there and was doing that, it'd be like, oh, no. But because it's someone called Michelle Obama, it's a cross-dressing man. We can't say nothing. No, we can't start a conversation there, but bring on Dylan Mulvaney.
Wow.
You see?
You know, either way, male or female, that is one.
It doesn't matter. It's how you act with whatever you say you are. It's how you act. This one stood up there, discredited people on her $8 billion nutrition program. And Oprah did it, and Ellen DeGeneres did it, and discredited President Trump when they all knew it got closed down because it was a big, massive embezzlement scheme. And their food guru was in prison at the time for embezzling from that $8 million nutrition program. The kids were putting up on the internet the slop they were expected to eat. And they still wouldn't stop it or give these kids decent food. So how dare you stand?
I was a corrections officer when the Michelle Obama school meals were out, and we were laughing because our prison food, made one of the cheapest food you're going to find anywhere, was better than what kids were eating at school. I'm not kidding you. Trust me, it wasn't good. Okay. I'm just saying it was way better than what Michelle Obama was feeding our school kids.
Nutrition. I mean, you know, like you either have a nutrition program or you don't, but don't go blame other people because you want to cast shade on them. But in the background, you have all these false narratives going about Trump, a Russia collusion, and it's a hoax. And what you're using to gain sympathy for yourself through Hillary Clinton's fake dossier is to say that Trump paid prostitutes in Russia to urinate on a bed that the Obamas slept in. Looks like Hillary Clinton got a 2-for-1.
And then they find out all this stuff, all the whole Russian collusion thing was Democrats colluding with Russia.
Yeah, there you go.
But then once that was proven, they didn't say a thing about it. You know, it was all of a sudden, we don't even want to talk about that anymore.
Exactly. You know, and this is why we got stuff going on down here where they can accuse anybody of anything. You sign the paper, your name's on the paper. You know, you're participating in racketeering activity and your name's on the paper. Hey, you put your name there. What's the problem? But it's these big dogs, and with the phone number to the pimp mobile. You ain't never had the feds investigation. You ain't never had the bell on the day. You a bad bitch, daddy got spanked. My nigga fresh out the pen, he might shake you. Spend though, all right with no stock.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Are you tired of your glasses fogging up when you go outside? When you drink coffee, open the oven, or the dishwasher? Well, I've got your answer. The Clear Stuff, the best anti-fog eyeglass cleaner. It's also anti-static. The Clear Stuff is especially designed for any anti-reflective coating because it usually has an oily film making it hard to clean. But not with the Clear Stuff. You just need to apply to your glasses once every few days. And after you apply it, use a clean microfiber cloth to avoid scratching your lens. The Clear Stuff is your all-in-one lens cleaner. It keeps your glasses cleaner for longer and fills in those small scratches on glasses to increase optimal clarity. It also can be used for sunglasses, goggles, phones, computer screens, and televisions. To order the Clear Stuff today at theclearstuff.com. Three different sizes starting at $9.99. And if you order now on our website, we'll offer a massive discount. 25% off the 1 ounce and 2 ounce jars. So order yours today at theclearstuff.com. The Clear Stuff.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. The statistical peak of the 2023 hurricane season was Sunday. Earlier this year, there were projections of a below-normal season, but we've seen 13 named storms so far, and we are on our way to an above-average season. State climatologist Barry Keim says the warm sea surface temperatures are winning out over the shear that an El Nino can create.
Sea surface temperatures are so hot right now that it's overwhelming the impacts of El Nino. And as a result, we're having this incredibly busy season.
The Washington Post had a report that says major insurers are planning to cut coverage for natural disasters in areas that are prone to hurricanes and wildfires. Ben Riggs with the Real Reform Louisiana says the move is an example of someone wanting to point the finger and claim they're doing something, when in reality, it's making your homeowner's coverage a junk policy.
Because you can't hold your insurer accountable, and therefore, when you go to collect on your policy that you've paid into for years, you're incapable of doing it because you don't have any leverage to hold your insurance company accountable.
LRN.
My dad worked on the docks, sometimes 16 hours a day. Mom made breakfast every morning for him at 5 a.m. She was a teacher. I had a paper route, then got promoted to throwing 100-pound sacks of rice. It was a good life. Football paid for college. I was small. It was like that later in the courtroom. I've always been on the side of David, not Goliath. Later, when I embraced God, it changed my heart. I'm Hunter Lundy. We have too much poverty. Raise the minimum wage. 80% of prisoners get out of jail. They need to learn to read and write or learn a trade. Get kids outside to learn people skills and character. And people who wreck our air and water need to clean it up right now. These politicians aren't doing what works, but I will. And I won't let you down.
Hunter Lundy, Governor.
Paid for by Lundy for Louisiana.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for our 12th season of In the Red Zone.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Yeah. My goodness. Anyway, I sent that all over to everybody I know when I saw this one. It's a number of things that this kid's dancing on that people are using on there for their shorts, whatever. But it's something else. Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover, the Empress of Badness, with the Beat Exchange. I'm sitting here with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America and Josh Dausch from New Orleans Trash Talk. So, guys, how did you feel like somebody from Landry's campaign calling Waggis back and threatening them to drop out of the race and get behind support of Landry? How'd you feel about that?
I haven't been watching this thing because I know Landry's not debating.
Right. Well, I don't want to debate because a lot of stuff for him protecting pedophiles is coming up. What about justice for Justin? You know, look on Facebook about that. And you see, you know, just read it. Anyway,
I'm sure he can just muscle out everybody else. He's got all the momentum.
Right, with all the thugs.
Well, you don't get in that position without having all the thugs on your side.
Right, right. Like all the criminals, you know, and beat up on elderly people, medically vulnerable people. Or, hey, if you got some information on a archbishop prior to this one, but another archbishop that became a Catholic priest that became an archbishop, celebrated one, and you're going to be a witness to the person that was sexually assaulted and targeted, and then all of a sudden they throw you in a Catholic archdiocese.
Isn't he all on that religious ticket, though, too, Landry? He's not going to say anything about that.
Right.
I know for a fact from people I know working around town that Jeff Landry's best friends are John Bel Edwards' best friends.
Right.
So it makes no difference.
No, because I put it together. Landry's involved in the cover-up of me being in the slammer accident. I put that together.
Great.
Yeah. And with his little activist friend. And so Canizaro has the cover-up deal looking real good because he was a DA at that time when the Charbonnets were on his payroll using the court as a prop, you know, threatened me to come to court or I'm going to be arrested. But he, you know, even really. Anyway, that's the way they act in New Orleans, you know, with dirty police. They make a police report to fit their false narrative, and then all of a sudden you get a phone call. You got an assault charge. My nails are so long I can't even close my fist. I have them long so I could scrape DNA off your face if you get so close to me. And so, because I used to do something else when people targeted me, and I had to not do it. They changed the laws. Even though you're carrying on with me, they changed laws to where if I did it again, they were going to arrest me. But hey, this is the deal. When someone told me that they were rewriting the laws, I said, hey, if they get that close to me, well, you coming in my personal space, I could do what I want, right? I mean, I'm not walking up to them, they're walking up to me. I said, well, that's good if we ever have to have it as a defense. But for right now, figure out something else you can do. And so I grew my nails long, and I'm quite sure I can get enough DNA and go have a Bloody Mary at the bar before I go turn your DNA into the police. But New Orleans is so backed up with their lab stuff, their equipment is so archaic that they can't even get fingerprints going.
Good grief.
Hey, that's how they play down. That's how they play crime down. You understand?
Good grief.
That's the man running now.
Well, they'll need evidence because they don't want to go to trial.
Right. Exactly. That's why they
just going to settle anyway. Why bother doing all that extra work?
Right. And then plus the guy running for Secretary of State used to run the dirty elections down here in New Orleans, Morrell. And so he's 80 years old. They pulled him out of mothballs. He's got to go protect all the jacked up voter rolls because he came in the gate saying there's nothing wrong with them, right? Canizares ought to know about that. Kept him in office for all this time. He was a compromised judge, became a compromised DA. And so instead of Landry trying to find out who leaned into this and called up another candidate, that's vote intimidation. It's like Sheriff Pullman is running unopposed because they threatened everybody not to run against him. Now he's going around in his uniform telling businesses down in St. Bernard if they have a poster, a billboard for Wayne Landry, that they take it down or else the parish isn't going to do business with them. How you like that? So it ain't nothing about...
That is definitely illegal in some way.
Hey, unconstitutional policing is what it is. And that's a great umbrella cover for racketeering.
Definitely voter intimidation, which is without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Same thing that whoever it was from Landry's office. Then they get Rasponi, who everybody was afraid... Everybody felt bad for because... He actually won the election, but they threw it to John Bell Edwards out of New Orleans. But by what he said in that article that I read, it seems like Rasponi purposely threw that election to John Bell Edwards. He didn't want a recount. And why I'm saying that is because he had nothing to say. Oh, he said, oh, anybody... Everybody can just bring Jeff Landry down. No, he brought himself down when he started taking these donations. Look at a guy that ran a scam on everybody with their houses. He was taking money.
Well, somehow you got to get somebody not of the good old boys system.
That's what I've been saying.
For
years I've been saying young people stand up. You know, you get these thugs in office, say, okay, do I want to vote for a fresh face, you know, or the thugs? Because I ain't taking no man. I got a phone call around the time that Wagasback, around the same game where Wagasback got his phone call. And it was somebody that called me up and said... Well, first of all, I was at let me show you the dots that start coming together. I was at an art event in St. Bernard. It was a nice affair. They were introducing, to me, was a new person for election. But while I was there, Gillis Mikulski was standing with a group of men, and, you know, it appeared like he waved me over. So I kind of like walk close to them. I don't stand with a group of men. And then he goes, hey, Barbara, how's your radio show going? I said, fine, thank you. And he looks at me, and he looks at the men, and he goes, she really doesn't know. And they start laughing. So I just wrote that in my little book because Captain Pochier told me, and this is something that you do when you're being targeted and something comes out of nowhere, doesn't make sense. It's people that are enjoying what they have pulled off And the whole idea is to keep you confused. But you see, I know how to navigate through these things. I just write the stuff down. Pretty soon I got the full picture. So what happened 2 days later, I get a phone call and somebody says to me, "Hey, I called to tell you, if you want anything from blah, 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 you're going to have to deal with me. You understand? Not blah, blah, blah. Not blah, blah, blah. But me. You got that? Do you understand?" They wanted me to answer. I mean, with this guy wanted to be Jay. I mean, really. So he goes, so I go, "Come on." So I'm listening because he goes into, I said, "Yeah, sort of." So he goes into a big old spiel about what he thinks of me. Now I'm supposed to sit through that. Yeah, I'd like to know if somebody called up his wife and did the same thing, what he would think was going on. And so I just sat through it, let him say whatever he wants. And then at the end, I just ask a question. I say, "Well, tell me, blah, blah, blah." That's all I said, one question. And that's it, and he lies. So I know he's recording his phone call. So, you know, there's a little tie right there, you see. And I had it before we had the meeting. But I just went along with everything, see what y'all are going to do. Go ahead. Be back in a little break. You ain't never had a battle on a day show. You a bad bitch, daddy got spanked. My nigga fresh out the pen, he might shake you. Spin though, I'ma rock with no stock clips. If you chill with the eyes, you getting shot with.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey Jonfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey Jonfro's Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish, therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit, volunteer-run rescue.
We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerini locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Yeah, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans. I love this little song. So, yeah, but you see, this is the part that they'll do here in New Orleans. When they try and silence people, now I'm not the only one. I'm bold enough to talk about it because of what it spread so wide on to protect Daniel Amware and his pedophilia and his attorneys making up dirty paper and then expecting me to run front in the radio industry to sell their cocaine and heroin, or else I wasn't going to get paid for the work that I had already done. So I wanted to cash out and get away from these scumbags. And the fact that they were bringing young children on the premises at night for the parties. I didn't go to parties. And the fact that Mr. Whitman threatened me that if I didn't drop the case in state and federal court, he's going to go after my mother. And the reason why he made that deal, I had called the partners at the law firm and said that it was using a counterfeit document trying to close out the state court matters. And expected to get $5,000 out of the state court registry with the counterfeit document. And he said, oh, no, he ain't going to do that. We're going to set up a settlement conference. No, Mark, he ain't going to do that. I said, well, he's obviously done this before because he thinks he can get away with it. No, don't do nothing. We set up a settlement conference. And then when they did, and I said I didn't want to be with him in the room by myself because he's an evil man.
Yeah.
And so I, when I got there, I got the phone call from a lady at the firm, and I went in there. And then when I got to the door, he's standing at the door of the conference room, and he goes, and nobody even knows you are here. This is what he said. So I wouldn't walk in the room. I said, well, I guess I'm going off because I ain't going to be dealing with you. And so as I'm walking off, that's what he said. If you don't drop this lawsuit, I'll go after your mother. And I turned around and looked at him and said, Mr. Whitman, you ever do that, you're going to implode this law firm. So same thing I told Paul Tavery when he put this violent offender that Mr. Whitman was behind, operative, where they created the false record, said this woman worked for our family for 30 years. She didn't. She came right around before Katrina. She was a running partner with my mother's sister, Stone Thug Mary Mortellaro Bruno, who started blackmailing my brother, the wife, and for forcing my mother to sign fraudulent documents. Of course, now they never own up to those because they get judges like this recent one. It's like, how did you get control of those assets? Well, they don't want to show the paper for that because the paper's bogus, because that's Cannizzaro's brother supplied the witnesses. And the award higher up in the Catholic Church, most pious award. So you come up and I find my mother beat to a living pulp. She tells me that the Brunos made her sign documents saying very bad things about me and the people over the studio. Well, you best believe I'm going to keep this going and see how far up the chain it goes. Well, D.A. Cannizzaro, D.A. Perry Nicosia, Desiree Charbonnet with the false charge, Jock Sanborn, and everybody knows is owned by the mob, so he'll do anything. I mean, he wound up by having a stack of statements and affidavits that I couldn't see, but I'm under protective order. But they used him to close down a criminal investigation with the use of an ID in my name. So he shouldn't have been anywhere near protective order. But this was what Desiree Charbonnet was setting up in his court with a false charge. As if I haven't had that through the 90s while with Daniel Lamont's friends, Lucy Burnett, Dita Monum, and David Lyon. Those are the three I remember. I was actually on the air one time when they said I beat one of them up. Can you imagine? They literally ran out the courtroom. So, yeah. So this is what they do to hold down. And you see the other radio station, OZ, when they were embezzling so much that they almost collapsed the foundation, that's Frank DeSalvo, Phil Whitman of the Stone Pigman Law Firm with Cecilia Woodley, and board members covering up for Daniel Lamont are paying them so that Whitman can use a counterfeit document and so it wouldn't get appealed to have the court request that I show documented proof of my income. And then three times it was issued, my personal business, and three times they played games with me so that when I got to the court, that she could deny me to go further with IPF status because I didn't have my documented proof of my income. But you see, board members from the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation that found out about this because Dolores Lindsay was boasting about how she blew up my studio case here and my studio case in court. And she started coming up with all these expensive clothes, a new car. All of them did, actually. And so what wound up happening, I got to see by what they were doing with my money and how they were not paying me in the games they were going through and what they were paying, that they were actually funneling money off the foundation through OZ, paying off board members. That's what they were doing. Writing checks to the names of board members, so they didn't want me to see any of the records to collect my money. But when I called up the agent for the registered agent for friends of WWOZ and for the foundation, and I told them what I had no choice to do to file an EEOC complaint, he goes, "No, Barbara, you don't have to do that. I'll get the business records for you. And if there's any commotion from Freeman, he's going to get fired because we've been suspecting something going on over there with the money." So, hey, that's fine. So says, "You call me. Give me Monday. We're going to have a meeting. Let's plan Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We work this out. And we're going to give you a check with everything that's due." I said, okay. No phone call. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Hey, I wind up filing it, EEOC complaint in federal court, but dig this. They had him starting to try and skate service where the U.S. Marshals had to go after him because they like that game when you're trying to run from service. But I'll tell y'all more about it, like when they came into the courtroom with guns and stuff like that with Daniel, so we'll see you same time next week. Okay, James, thank you. I'll talk about, AP 3% next week with the mission that's not true unconstitutional policing. No, you cover it up and you get paid for it. That's why you ran off with my book. Empress of Badness, babe.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats, 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504 504- 279-6590.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.